You get through Lehigh?
Yes. When I went back to Muhlenberg, of course, I was still married and had the two children. And so my idea was that I would take the courses necessary to teach in high school. And then that would work out with the family's school schedule and so forth. So I did take those classes. But I was doing so well that I won a National Defense Education Act fellowship to get a PhD, which, you know, I hadn't planned on when I first went back to school, but that was a nice plum. I'm amused that the government paid for me to have a PhD because I haven't repaid the government for their investment in me. It was very interesting what we did around that fellowship because Sputnik had knocked us off for a loop. Russia was ahead of us. So Congress passed this act to try to train more people and get them advanced degrees so that we could catch up. I'm amazed that they didn't limit it to science or engineering or something. It included everything. And, of course, many of us who won this award went on then to teach in college, and we were responsible for training a lot of people for the future and for the space program and that sort of thing. That was the idea.
When we say Sputnik, we should say for historical value.
Yes.
What was Sputnik?
Well, the Russians had sent somebody into space, and we were nonplussed here in America because we couldn't equal that at that time.
You get your PhD.
Well, I didn't get it for 10 years because I took all the classes and then I had to test out in two languages at least, which I did. And in the meantime, we moved from a house in Allentown, Pennsylvania, out into the countryside into a beautiful home that was built in 1815, a stone home. They called them stone back there. They call them rock homes here. But usually here, they're just faced with a certain kind of rock. Back there, they were built of stone. And I plunged into that. All my coursework was finished and my academic work was finished. But I devoted myself to redoing this house, tearing down the ceilings, tearing up the linoleum that had been pasted over the random with yellow pine floors and working on this farm and its beautiful, beautiful buildings. Then I finally had to buckle down because I was notified that I have only 10 years to finally get this degree. But in the meantime, I decided to get divorced. I actually was divorced in 1972, and I got my degree in 1973. I wrote my dissertation. That's what was still needed.
You had to test out in two languages.
Well, in order to get a doctor of philosophy degree, that was part of the regimen that we had to be able to read criticism and history and so forth in two foreign languages.
Doctor of philosophy, but you also had in English.
No. Well, I have a PhD, which is a doctor of philosophy, and my subject matter is English. But a doctor of philosophy degree is supposed to be modeled on a medieval kind of thing, which nowadays it rarely is because you can get a degree in being the head of a community college. I mean, it is no longer a doctor of philosophy in the larger sense. I had to take two other courses in graduate school. One, I chose philosophy that related to my area of expertise and interest in English. And then I took one in the history department as well, history of Europe. That was another requirement so that we have a broader background in the humanities.
School must have come awfully easy for you from the get-go.
Well, I was surprised to find out that that was true. I mean, it was delightful and wonderful because I had had those 10 years sort of being a housewife and mother and planning dinners and that sort of thing. I really didn't know what my capacity was. And when I got to school, I had the advantage over the teenagers, you know, who were still busy partying until the night before a test. And of course, they didn't get around to reading the materials or anything, but I knew what I was there for. I dived into it and really enjoyed it.